He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. I just found out about 2 minutes ago when I checked my my podcast stats that we are now heard in 171 countries around the world. I haven't drilled down to figure out what that new country is that we picked up, but whoever it is, thanks for watching. I appreciate it. Every Thursday night, we come up with a new episode. We try to bring you some type of gadget or technology that we think is interesting, and we'll also give you and your family members and loved ones and friends some pleasure in your life. We talk about hacking news. We talk about tech news, and we always have some free software. So hopefully you'll enjoy the show. We are on show 171. The easiest way to watch the Gadget Professor probably is on your iPad, but we're on iTunes. You can just go to our website. That's easy to do, thegadgetprofessor.com. What you want to do is scroll down halfway, and you will see show notes. Just throw your email address in there where it says subscribe to show notes, and at that, here it is, newsletter. Sign up for newsletter. Just put your email address in there. What happens is every Thursday evening when we come up with a new show, usually between 7 and 10 o'clock, usually Thursday night, you will automatically hear your in-basket, get the show notes, which is basically a list of everything that we talked about, which is hot-linked, so you just click on the product or that news article that you're interested in, and bada-boom, bada-bang, you will have that information directly in front of you. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I promise I will answer your email. It might not be the same day, but I will definitely get back to you. If you get the show notes, you'll see how you can find us on Facebook. You can get to our Royal Mouse page. And last but not least, you can follow me on Twitter, which would be at Gadget Professor. So, okay, that wraps that up. Let's get into the show. We do have an interesting gadget. We'll take a quick peek on camera two. And it is a Monster HP, which I guess is Hewlett-Packard now. Maybe they bought them out. I'm not sure on that. But it's a Monster Digital Power Center. And we will talk about that in a few minutes. And that's a device, a gadget that if you don't have, you probably should. So let's start off with some hacking news. And boy, we got some huge, huge hacks this week. Sony Network was hacked. Executives on American Airlines flight diverted a plane with, I guess, the president or, vice president, one of the presidents that was involved in the Sony gaming portion of that business, and they actually diverted the plane. And essentially, to be honest with you, the Sony PlayStation network has been hacked numerous times, more than five times in the last couple of years. And it's not a very secure network just because it's been hacked so many times. But I guess the good news is that they feds and other agencies were monitoring this, as they do with most networks, 24/7. Found a threat and were able to act on it almost immediately, and actually diverted a flight for that gentleman's safety to another locale. Actually, it was a plane with 179 passengers and a crew of six was scheduled from Dallas to San Diego, but the FBI team deemed that this was a real security threat, and they basically diverted the plane. So, as a matter of fact, they diverted the plane right here in Phoenix, where we are. So, that was scary, but at least the feds are on this 24/7, so it's tough to pull something over the rise, which is comforting in that sense. But in terms of security and networking, you just can't be careful enough. Here's another hacking incident. The U.S. retailers were warned of possible hacking. In Washington, more than this is out of Washington, AP, more than 1,000 U.S. retailers could be infected with malicious software lurking in their cash register computers, allowing hackers to steal customer financial data, the Homeland Security Department said on Friday. The government urged businesses of all sizes to scan their point-of-sale systems for software known as BackOff, discovered last October. It previously explained in detail how the software operates and how retailers could find it and remove it. Earlier this month, United Parcel Service, we covered this last week, said it found infected computers in 51 stores. UPS said it was not aware of any fraud that resulted from that infection, but the hackers may have taken customers' names, addresses, email addresses, and of course your credit card information. So, a lot of stores need to start paying attention to these infiltrations, whether they're a large store or a small store. And I would urge people to look into the credit cards that you can actually change your number on a weekly, daily, or monthly basis, because we're at the point now where nothing is secure. Just my opinion. Last week we had an episode that we did on building yourself a water tank. Very simple to build. It was about $100-$150 that in case of an emergency you would have some clean drinking water. And I'm all for that, because I will be doing a couple more episodes on how to try to keep yourself safe and how to develop a family communications program between your friends and your loved ones, whoever it may be, so that in case of a natural disaster, doesn't necessarily have to be a war, God forbid, but it could be a tornado, it could be an emergency a weather situation, or it could be a blackout where you lose power. And you don't want to lose power for too long a period of time, and we'll talk more about that. I have a whole episode that I've been working on now for quite some time that talks about the power grid in the United States and the absolute deplorable condition that that power grid is in. It's terrifying to me, and we'll talk more about that. But in any event, this particular page talks about are you ready in case of a disaster. They tell you things that you should do, taking a video of your home, of your belongings, where you should meet if you have a family disaster, how you keep in touch, what types of supplies that you would need. And I'm not going to go into a whole dissertation on this, but you can just read it. You know, water, 1 gallon per person per day, 3-day supply for evacuation, 2-week supply for home, food, non-perishables, easy to prepare items. And it goes on and on and on with a large list of things that, quite frankly, you'd be grateful to put together and have sitting there. You might not need them. Hopefully you never need them, but at least you have them. So here's a great article. Ditching Linux for Windows. The truth isn't that simple, says Munich. Munich City Council says the review of its IT has not been triggered by staff dissatisfaction after moving from Windows to Linux on the desktop, in spite of reports to the contrary. So basically what this is all about is Munich City Council demonstrated to the world that the organization employing thousands could ditch Windows and move to the Linux platform, which is totally free. And the article went on to say that they had used Ubuntu, which is a free Linux program, and I've talked about that a couple times on our show. But the bottom line is they believe that it was totally successful. Oddly enough, there were some people that weren't happy with it, but you know, people typically aren't happy with change. But they were able to quite successfully migrate from paying for a Windows platform. Not that I'm bashing Microsoft, but pretty much almost all the software that is available for Microsoft Windows is available on Linux, and we'll just leave it at that. So if you have a spare computer or an old computer that's running slow and you want something that's ultra secure, throw a free load of Ubuntu Linux on there, and you'll be amazed at what that can do. Now let's get into some free apps. These two apps are absolutely great. I've tried them both. One's called Photosphere Camera, and this is on iTunes, so if you have an iPhone, you would want to load this. But you can create beautiful 60-degree images and publish them to Google Maps. Photosphere empowers you to look up, down, and all around you and revisit the amazing places you've encountered and share them with anyone. So you got to be careful, because the iPhone 4 will not work with this software, but you can do some really cool things that you never thought you'd be able to do with the camera. The app works real well, and of course, it is free. They have a similar app, which is called Google Camera, for all those Android folks out there. And Google Camera snaps quick and easy photos and videos and has creative picture modes like Picture Sphere. So it does the same thing that the other app did for the people who use the Android platform. Like Photosphere, Lens Blur, and Panoramic features stitch together the panorama, wide-angle views, even do fisheye photos on it. So again, this is totally free. It's really cool, and if you like taking photographs, I would definitely recommend that you try these apps out. They're a lot of fun. Now, here's an interesting app. It's called safecar.gov. That's the actual website that this app is on, if you will. It's totally free. But you can look up to see if your car had a recall. And it's pretty important stuff, so that all you need is just go to your vehicle identification number, which is typically on the dashboard. And you may know that if you were pulled over for any kind of speeding or traffic violation, the police always will check your VIN number, your vehicle identification number. And that's located in the front of the windshield. You'll see this number in an engraved piece of metal, if you will. But all you do is write that number down, go to this website, put your VIN in there, your vehicle identification number, and that will actually look up and see if there were any safety recalls that are incomplete on the vehicle, safety recalls conducted over the past 15 calendar years, safety recalls conducted by a major light auto automaker, including motorcycle manufacturers and other vehicles. So this tells you what it does cover, what it will find, and it also tells you what it won't find. But if you're ever wondering, was my vehicle recalled, and you may not know, this site will help you determine that and get your car fixed. And usually those recalls are free, so be safe. This is an interesting app called Shutdown Timer. You can purchase it for $8, but Shutdown Timer is an advanced and powerful task scheduling application. It allows you to perform certain actions based on events that you choose. With these tasks, you have the power to enable advanced power saving features that your current operating system cannot achieve. Shutdown Timer is very simple to use, and with the first grades, you'll receive first grade support. So you can't go wrong with this. And basically, it just goes on to tell you some of the features that it will do. It's made for the PC. It will work on XP, Windows 8, whatever Microsoft version you have. It's quick and easy to configure. It's easy to navigate, and it has all kinds of shutdown features. For example, if the temperature gets too hot or the speed is at a certain area or whatever it is that you want, or if you're running a particular program and want it to turn off before or after this program runs, you can program that all into this SunVice, and it will automatically turn your computer off. So that's kind of neat. And now, folks, here's an app that I probably need but won't use, but looked at it, so I thought I would share it to you. This is available on iTunes. It is called the Calorie Counter and Diet Tracker by MyFitnessPal. And unfortunately, it's totally free. And you can lose weight with MyFitnessPal. It's the fastest and easiest to use calorie counter from iPhone and iPad, with the largest food database of any operating system calorie counter, over 3 million foods. I'm sure pizza is in there. Amazingly, fast food and exercise entries will help you take those extra pounds off. There is no better diet app, period. So if you want to lose a few pounds, 10, 15, 20 pounds, do me a favor and add 10 or 20 to that and check out the Calorie Counter and Diet Tracker, and let me know how it works, and then maybe I'll consider it. But that's a whole nother story. Folks, this is a great app. It's free. It's called GMX. It's a free email account. There's no charge for it. And what it allows you to do, I'm sure you have a bunch of emails, whether it's Gmail or Yahoo or your office email, but to start this up is really a breeze. It's simple to do. And our email collector gives you the freedom to manage your multiple email accounts in an easy-to-use interface. Forward all your email accounts to your GMX inbox and keep them safe anytime for access. And thanks to our new email software and secure connection. Whenever, wherever, the mobile phone to web browser app interface, you're going to connect to this GMX, and you are just one click away from accessing your email on all your personal devices. So it doesn't matter whether you have an iPhone or a Droid or a tablet or whatever you have, you can access your email from wherever you are, whether you're in the office, at home, or mobile. So the file size, this is nice, is never a problem. You have unlimited mail storage and attachments up to 50 megabytes. That's huge, okay? There's no need to struggle with file compression anymore. This automatically allows you to send 30 high-resolution photographs in just one email or share them using our free file storage exchange. And it gives you all the details there, so I would check that out if you're interested in something like that. I know I myself have multiple email accounts, and this is a pretty handy service because you can see them all in one place. And now what we are going to do, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, is we are going to go to the gadget of the day, and it is on camera two, and basically it is called the HP Monster Digital Power Center 650G with green power. Now let me read a little bit about this device while we take a look at it. Basically, this is used to prevent your equipment from frying if you have what's called brownouts or power spikes, which, believe it or not, you have constantly. You just don't know that you have them. But the Monster Green Power automatically switches off all the outlets that are outlined in green, and you can clearly see this on the video that we have in front of you. So all the outlets that are green will switch off automatically to stop that anytime your device goes into a standby mode, okay, it won't waste energy. It will automatically turn off all those outlets, anything that's plugged into those green outlets. When it's turned off or goes to sleep, the other green outlets essentially all switch off automatically. So this is going to eliminate any wasted energy by any equipment like your monitor, your speakers, or your amp when you're not using them. And essentially when you turn your computer back on, everything will automatically power up. So there is a power savings immediately just by plugging them into anything that's marked green. Now we'll go off that for a second and we'll go on to the main camera. And what you get when you actually purchase one of these units is a bunch of stickers. So if we take a look back at camera two, you'll see that they've already pre-named the devices. We'll take a quick peek at camera two. You'll see that they have computer, monitor, printer, speakers, accessories, modem, all those types of things. Well, if you use the stickers that I'm holding in my hand, you can actually put whatever device that you want plugged in there, and that will compensate for that. So you don't have to have a computer where it says computer. Now, the real reason that one would buy these is for the protection you're going to get with power surges, and power surges happen all the time. Why do they happen all the time? Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, that the electrical grid throughout the United States is in deplorable condition. It literally hasn't changed technologically, the wires that come to your house in probably 30, 40 years, believe it or not. And what happens is you see those big transformers on your telephone pole. Some new areas have them underground. But those transformers are essentially coils of wire that transfer power from what's called a primary coil to a secondary coil. I don't want to get too technical here, but those are usually filled with oil, by the way. And once in a while, if those things get real hot and the oil boils, those things will explode, and it sounds like a bomb going off. And maybe some of you have actually seen what those things look like when they explode. It's literally like a bomb going off. It's an amazing thing to watch. I've seen several of them do that. But nonetheless, your power isn't always at 120 volts, 10 amps or 15 amps or 25 amps, whatever your particular fuse is. It fluctuates. It might be 118, it might be 125, and once in a while, if there's a storm or some weather condition or a solar spike, which we'll get into in another episode, that's pretty interesting, a solar flare as they call it, your power will surge, and as it surges, it sends the 120 volts up to 140 or 150 volts, which is measured in joules. It's J-O-U-L-E-S. So you need protection against those spikes, because if you don't have protection, what happens is the circuitry in your, especially the new types of TV sets, don't have protection for that. It will just fry your equipment and burn it out. I have had that happen to me multiple times when we used to have our multimedia communications offices in Natick, Massachusetts. I have lost probably 30 or 40 different pieces of equipment, including computers, monitors, video recorders in those days, cameras, I had lights blow out, all because of power surges. It got so bad that I had to spend several thousand dollars to get monster size, and we'll cover this in a new in another episode, monster size power supply, spike suppressors, current suppressors, and also battery backup, because some of the computers couldn't be down because I have things running off the network that were out of the state and I couldn't afford them to be down. So this particular device is relatively inexpensive. If you go to monsterproducts.com, you'll see that it's $40, but this will give you protection up to 2160 joules. Now, that doesn't mean much to you, but there is a formula, believe it or not, that you calculate this back to wattage, and that's what it all boils down to. So the formula, which I don't want to drive you nuts with, is essentially P, which is power in watts, is equal to the energy E, which is joules, divided by the time period in seconds. And what that means in English is that when you get a power surge, it could be for a second, could be for a half a second, it could be for 3 seconds. They don't typically last 20 minutes. They typically 1, 2, 3 seconds, sometimes less, as I said, a nanosecond. And what these devices are designed to do is to prevent those spikes from getting into your equipment, and they will basically suppress and keep the voltage exactly where it should be. And if it gets over a certain point, it will actually turn them off before it fries your equipment. So this particular device comes with a guarantee, and let's go back to camera two. If we can, we'll take a look at the device. And this is a circuit breaker reset button, which is located over here. So you can press that and it will reset the power if it should go out. You'll see that there's protection on lights, which is basically a diagnostic indicator light that shows that your equipment is being protected. And they have a ground okay diagnostic light, which indicates that the wiring is properly grounded. And you can see that right there. That's the ground light right here. And if you don't have your equipment, your wiring in your house is not properly grounded, that light will show up red, and that's a problem. If your wiring is not grounded in your house and you get an electrical surge or you're doing any wiring, you will blow equipment out. You will have a problem. I can guarantee you that. Also, I mentioned that the green power control outlet plug is automatic for energy saving, so that if anything goes into the standby mode, all those green outlets, everything that's plugged into the green outlets there will go off. The green power switched outlets automatically switch on and off by the green power controller outlet. So it means if you turn your computer on, it's going to know it, and all the other outlets will turn on. They have a patented color-coded outlet with matching color labels for easy hookup. How you could patent a color-coded label is beyond my imagination. I don't understand that. And last but not least, your phone is protected against surges and spikes on a modem and fax line, which is actually right here. Well, it's right there. There you go. So you can see that. You can actually plug your modem or your fax machine into the side, and that will also protect that from any electrical spikes. Now, they go on to say that they will give you an amazing warranty, that this stuff is warrantied basically for life, and they will give you a 5-year connected equipment warranty, and they will pay you, we can go back to camera two, Mike, they will pay you up to $150,000 if this device fails. I can tell you right now that when you purchase this, you get a little booklet that describes the terms of service, and good luck trying to collect any money from them. It's going to be a very tough thing to prove. So that said, it's better than not having any protection at all. Any devices in my office or my home all have some type of protection. What you need to understand, and this is a power outlet that's used for surge protection and also has the ability to turn devices off when they go into the basically what we call the quiescent state, or what they're calling the green power mode, or it's just standby. It will turn the outlets off. That's like an added plus, but the main reason to buy this is to prevent voltage surges from damaging your equipment. I highly, highly recommend that you have one, and in another episode, we'll talk about the ones that do the same thing as this. They'll prevent a higher rating. They'll give you more protection. Instead of 2,100 joules, they might be 50,000 or 100,000. Obviously, they're going to be a lot more money. And they also have the ability for battery backup. So what happens if the power should go off totally in your home? This is totally going to go out. You can't help that. But the more expensive ones that have battery backup will provide you an hour, 2 hours. Again, there's different ratings, and we'll discuss this in another episode, that will give you battery backup to properly give you time to shut down your devices or automatically shut down your devices if you tell them to do so at certain conditions. So that's pretty much how it works. Now, you can buy this for $40, as I said, at monsterproducts.com. There are 100 different configurations of this type of device, and there's 100 different manufacturers. You can also buy this same device on Amazon. Instead of paying $40, you can buy it for $20. And I'll give you a little tip. If you have a Ross ROS store, ROSS, anywhere in your neighborhood, they carry these, and they sold them for retail for $25, which certainly is less than the $40 that they had on the Monster site, and then they are blowing them out right now, which is why I bought them, quite frankly. This was $11, and for $11, I can always use a spare, and that's why I bought this. And they do have them at all the Rosses, or at least they did a day or two ago, and they had tons of them for $11. It's a great buy for $11, and this will probably go on the TV set that is in my bedroom. We never watch it anyway, but I'm going to put one of these on there for $11, and in case we have a power surge, I'm protected. So that will wrap it up this week for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and we look forward to seeing everybody next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.